In face of the layoff. During this period of corporate layoffs and reorganizing in this financial crisis, employers and employees must respect that there is a natural grieving period, a mourning for the way things used to be. Friendships may be severed, and there is day-to-day uncertainty about the future. An employer's psychological and emotional response does make a difference to the bottom line. Companies use terms such as transformation or reconstruction when terminating people. While it is dehumanizing to be terminated, it is not the same as being fired. Being fired implies that the employee has failed the company or done something against policy. People today are being terminated because their jobs are being eliminated. It is a difficult task at best when one department has thousands of people to terminate within a few days, not months. HR is usually understaffed and may be seen as unimportant. But the current crisis has put a new emotional load on this department, much like that on the floor traders at the New York Stock Exchange. In recent days, we have seen men with their heads in their hands, tears in their eyes, and reports of some traders literally collapsing from fatigue amid the hectic training. We are getting reports from HR departments that their employees are suffering from fatigue, depression, and uncertainty regarding even their own employment. It is their job to make the termination paperwork correct, have it prepared and ready for the day when management needs it. When there are a few terminations at a time, no sweat, but in today's situation, some companies have needed to lay off more than 6,000 in a week. And they understand the numbers. Fewer employees mean fewer HR staff will be needed. Understandably, businesses must find ways to cut expenses without cutting services where possible. That often means terminating employees or selling or canceling leases on buildings no longer needed. There is a corporate manager recalls seeing on the local news her company's name removed from buildings and people leaving the premises to face unemployment. Depression quickly overcame her entire division. Employers that are preparing to lose more than half of their staff at one time are finding it prudent for a team of managers to take on the role of exit interviewer. The idea is to have communication and let the employee know that he or she is still a person of worth. Employees grappling with layoffs don't just feel guilty for having survived the latest round of cuts. They're also telling their colleagues and loved ones, "I don't know how to react anymore." Keeping up morale is a challenge that goes beyond HR, as everyone, from the CEO on down, is made to withstand varying levels of pressure and different challenges. With each round of terminations, many employees go through bouts of depression on the job and away from it. Families are facing severe challenges paying for the necessities of day-to-day life. We know from health experts that these emotional ups and downs can create physical and mental imbalances. The bottom line, increased health issues and insurance claims. One hopes entrepreneurial inspiration will eventually lead us out of this mess, and that in the meantime, we will offer each other a hand of friendship, both between employer and employee, and neighbor to neighbor. In these tough times, ascribing blame or feeling guilt doesn't solve problems, and the caring you extend may make all the difference to yourself and others.